Dr. Rob Myers, who is the director of the University of Missouri Center for Regenerative Agriculture, provides today's update. Dr. Myers shares that while there is no standard definition for regenerative agriculture from the Department of Agriculture, there are several practices growers are implementing for more sustainable crop production. He also explains some of the common regenerative practices that row crop growers are using, the benefits, and where growers can go to learn more information.
It's interesting. There's no standard U.S. Department of Agriculture definition on regenerative agriculture. What people have kind of gone to is looking at two things, both the outcomes associated with regenerative agriculture and some of the practices. When I think about our typical row crops like cotton, I think probably one of the first things that people are looking at in these days is cover crops. That's been popular with a lot of cotton growers for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's for weed control. Sometimes it's for reducing erosion. But more and more, it goes back to the soil health. We're trying to do things like add more carbon to the soil to build organic matter. We're also, by having the cover crop activity, improving the soil microbial community. Also, the cover crops can help in periods of wet weather by allowing for improved interior soil drainage and reduced soil ponding. So it really does contribute to the resiliency of our cropping system. For farmers interested in learning more about regenerative approaches, there are definitely several places to go. For the Cotton Belt, I would definitely recommend the Southern Cover Crop Council's website. They've got some very regionally appropriate information. The Soil Health Institute, which is really a global nonprofit but based in North Carolina, also has some excellent information. I'd also mention NRCS. And then finally, I'd mention our soil and water districts at the state level and county level. That's another great source of information.